So, how do you feel about it being on over at West Washington and Coster Streets, that specific site being approved?
Well, really exciting because at least we can help more clients, the people want to change, and that's what we want to do.
What's happening to this site? Why can't you stay here?
My commitment to the public, 6 months in this property, and I don't want to break my promise to the public. Even I do have some neighbor here, and then other business here asked me to stay. Promise is a promise. I cannot break it.
So you didn't approach Mercer Fraser to ask if you could stay here longer?
Oh, I could if I want to. They would do that, but I just I my commitment is the 6 months in the pub. I tell the public I have kept it. I cannot change my mind.
Okay, all right. Out of all the sites the city council was looking at, was that the most preferable to you?
Well, myself, wherever I go, it's okay. As long as we get some place to serve the people.
Okay, do you have anything to say to that, James?
Well, yeah, we're totally grateful to the city for supporting us going forward. That's for sure, first and foremost. But we were excited about the possibility of being along the waterfront, Marina Way, and that was GCOP's sort of really our focus was being able to settle into that spot. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out, which is fine. We're so happy to be able to continue the program that we're in. We're grateful to be able to do it at that spot. So we're really happy. And
Weren't people concerned about for the Marina Way mostly that it's separated from resources and that it, I guess, that they were worried about Coastal Commission approval?
Well, the Coastal Commission approval was what led, I think, the concerns from the City Council perspective, as far as I could tell. But from our perspective, actually, it was an ideal site because it is a little bit removed, but it's in a good proximity to social services, to all the downtown Eureka services, medical services. And so for us, it provided a space along the bay where the residents could have sort of some quiet, some healing, to be removed from the sort of cycles they're stuck in that a lot of people who are on the street get stuck in, such as addiction, mental health issues, violence, just to really remove people from that situation and to remove them from the scrutiny of the community, because there's a lot of the time people are coming by and harassing people who are using this program. And so it was sort of ideal in that way because it was removed, but yet close. It wasn't like, let's put all the people on an island or something like that. It was like, well, you know, we're a little bit aside, and then the people can still, who are using the program, can still go and get their appointments, and we're close enough. Again, we're just so happy to be able to continue the program, to be able to supporting people and help people healing. And we think we could set up shop there and be successful for sure.
No matter where we go, we also carry a very special rule is be a good neighbor. Our priority, really, our number one priority is to be a good neighbor and be friendly around the area. So this is the people didn't understand, so also worry about the people cruising around here, our people cruising around there, and that not gonna happen. You know, even we in here it's not a good location, but our people still doing so well. I'm so proud of every single one. It's made it or still struggling, you know, but they try. But in such an environment in here, they still can try. So that's really unique. Then I think about if we off this area, it's much, much better.
And you've had a great success rate here. Like, how many people have graduated from this program?
We had over 19 people come from Palco Marsh, right? We
Oh, we
all.
had a lot of people from the marsh,
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the most updated numbers now of mid-September. You know, we definitely have consistently been getting people employment and housing every week, mental health services, medical services. It's continued. And the last I checked, I think in the beginning of September, we're up to 77 total people who have moved through the program since May 1st when we opened. And then, I mean, I think we've let maybe 8 to 10 people in this week. So I mean, there's a lot of people who are moving through the program, so we're probably well into the 80s now, as far as the total people who have joined and entered into the program. And many have gotten housing, which has been so cool. Two this week. One guy just moved to Rio Del today, which is awesome.
Yeah. And then the month for the August, we had 41% got housing. And 40% got jobs. And then, you know, yesterday was my great day for me. I had one other guy here want to hire him as the warehouse management in Arcata. They just say, you know, Betty, just bend them over and get a try. It's a work. It's not, you know. And then we have women hold up the job for a month now. And then one lady, we got a housing for her, and she even bought a car.
She bought a car?
That's cool. Yeah, and to go to work. Yeah. Yep.
How long do you see the Blue Angel Container Village continuing?
We got one more year to go.
Are you going to try for a second after that?
No comment.
I have a question. I think I understand this correctly, but you guys, in moving to the Washington and Coster location, I think there was some condition on it about talking with the local businesses or business closer to that area. Was it collecting signatures also was a thing?
No,
or how did that work?
I won. When the city talked to me about this one condition, they had to talk to the business. They say, okay, then I will be go. I was there before for 7 years just to feed the dinner. We doing very, very well until they use it for the campsite for the homeless and then screw up everything. So, and we met the neighbors upset and about it because most of the business is my friends. So I want them to talk to the chief, talk to them.
He talked about the city council meeting yesterday that he went to two of the most prominent businesses. I forget which ones that are right there. The most influenced, that would be most impacted by the arrival of the village, and spoke with them. And he said that they were on board. You know, they had concerns, but they thought it was better than what's currently happening there, which is the temporary campsite that's set up for 2 weeks. And then, you know, and this is a 24-hour managed facility, you know, with rules and regulations that all the residents have to abide by in order to be in the program. And so it functions. I think it'll function in a much better way.
This will be monitored a lot more than the temporary campsite.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Much better. We have 24/7 monitor in there. And then also we have programming, keep them busy. And then look at one lady in here, doesn't work. But she got a job to babysit for the dogs.
Yeah, you told me about that last time. That's cool.
She's so an hour for each dog. That's good. You know, that is a good pay, you know. Yeah, and then it's so amazing how they changed this way. And I wish you were there last night because two of them original.
How did the meeting go?
Really long.
Over 2 hours.
Yeah, two of the original filed lawsuit against me. And collect all the signature and get all the people at the city council meeting against me, and they speak up for me. That is so beautiful, powerful. So it really made me feel good. This is not about me. It's the teamwork, James and Lawrence and other people get involved in this, and also Moses' client. Their power want to change. I cannot change them. I cannot tell them to come in. Their own will to come in, you know.
Going back to funding, where did the $150,000 number come from for your operation costs for next year?
From this year.
It's from this year.
What? Yeah, that's in the board. We're land of the board. They do the financing, the financial stuff. So
we don't do money. We only do work.
Other people right here. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the city council sent a letter on over to the county asking them to match what they had contributed?
They said they were going to do that at the end of the council meeting yesterday, that they were going to sort of implore the county to match
they
the funds.
Yeah, they help out. And then we also had a PIFA donation too.
The Coastal Commission approval, they're holding an emergency meeting for that. Are you worried that it's not going to get approved in time for this to transition smoothly into January?
I think they got a special meeting and then going to happen.
Yeah, they seem fairly confident at the council meeting, the council members, that the plan could go through. But I don't know a lot about the Coastal Commission and their standards. So,
what's going to happen to the residents as you transition through? Do you think that you can move all these containers in one day?
Oh, yeah. They are good.
Okay.
I had a lot of faith.
Okay. It's gonna be a little bit of logistical aerobics or acrobatics to try to move the whole facility over there, get it set up, and not upset the residents' lives too much. I mean, it'll be a transition time. I'm sure it'll be a chaotic few days as we sort of get in there, get settled, and sort of restart. But yeah, we can do it.
How are these containers moved? I mean, and will the residents, do they have to take their stuff out and then put them back in once they're installed at Washington and Coster?
Sure. Alec is the one, the board member, Alec, I forget his last name, but Ziegler. He said that we'll probably get cranes to put them on flatbed, a crane that lift them on the flatbed, and maybe have to take the windows out so that if they flex while they're getting lifted, the windows won't break. So it'll be a to-do to move them. But I don't know if we'll have to move people's stuff out.
That's their part of the job.
That's their job. We don't know. Hopefully we will not have to move everything out. That would be easiest. If we do, we'd just do it.
But needless to say, you're excited about moving over there. And continuing on for another year.
Yeah, I just want to work.